Welcome back to Air Check, a new show about great music from the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jake Brownell, producer at KRCC.
I'm Jeff Beery, program director and host of the Blue Plate Special.
And I'm Vicki Greger, music director and host of the Morning Music Mix.
So, Jeff, the second segment of our show comes from an episode of the Blue Plate Special, your daily blues show here on KRCC. And this is an excerpt from a live interview and in-studio performance that you did with local blues musicians Grant Sabin and Jesse Cottonstone. So why don't you introduce these guys?
These guys, Jesse and Grant, are a couple of local musicians, two youngish guys. I'm not going to say they're teenagers anymore, although met Grant when he was a young boy here in Colorado Springs playing the blues. Jesse's been around for a long time, too. These guys have recorded albums, and they're out touring. And the thing I like about Jesse and Grant is they're full-time musicians. They don't have day jobs. They are musicians dedicating their lives to their music. And it was really a pleasure to have them come into the KRCC studios one snowy Friday afternoon, I think it was. And this was in preface to a show that they were going to play later that night at Stargazers. And we got to hear him live on air, and it was a lot of fun.
All right, well, let's take a listen to that.
Happy to welcome into the studio Grant Sabin and Jesse Cottonstone. Fellas, thanks for braving the weather.
Oh, yeah, thanks for having us.
For sure.
Kind of a tricky situation out there with the roads, but hopefully worth the effort to get to Stargazers tonight. A blues review with you two fellas, is that correct?
Yeah.
When did this collaboration happen with you two? You played a gig a little while back at Union Station. Was that the first time you guys been playing? How long have you guys been playing together?
Yeah, we did that show with the two of us and Mike Nelson before the Bill Hallam Mad Perry show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't know. We've both been playing around here for about 20 years.
I know. You guys are both natives to the area.
It only made sense to me that we would be doing some stuff together at a certain point.
How's it working out?
Naturally happen.
It's great. It's Jesse does every Tuesday, plays at Alchemy over in Old Colorado City. So I started going over there on Tuesdays and hanging out. And every time I go to one of Jesse's shows, he's like, "You got your guitar with you?" So we ended up doing some jamming a little bit.
All right.
Yeah, it's fun.
And Grant, you say you're working on a new album?
Yeah, working on getting ready to put things together to start working on that. I think we're going to try to have that ready by May and probably release it in July. So,
will there be any collaboration with you two on your album, Grant?
Possibly. We'll see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still fluid. And you just handed me three new tracks.
Got
Jesse.
Three new tracks. I'm working on a new cut called Fires and Floods. It can be heard on cottonstonemusic.com as well.
Cool.
Some samplers and stuff.
So what are you guys going to play today? You both got your acoustics out.
This is kind of how it is at the live show. We're
you guys are
looking at each other today. Like, what do you want to play? I don't know. What do you want? Why don't you do one? All right.
Well, let's hear what you come up with. We've got Grant Sabin and Jesse Cottonstone in the studio this evening. 91.5 KRCC. It's the Blue Plate Special, the Finally Friday Blue Plate Special, by the way. Could you guys do a little jamming for us together here this afternoon?
Yeah,
something we could do?
Great.
Totally.
Yeah.
Let's hear you play off each other. I'd like to hear that.
Burn out.
You want to do
you want to mess around with that one?
We could, yeah. Might as well.
Now, let's do some RL.
Let's do some RL burn stuff.
Cool.
We're already in a tuning for it.
Yeah. rather be dead, rather be dead, rather be dead, rather be dead than to sail with that other man.
Grant Sabin and Jesse Cotton Stone live on air here at KRCC, the Friday afternoon Blue Plate special. Acoustic guitar from Jesse Cotton Stone. I've only seen you play a couple of times, Jesse, and it's been electric. And, you know, I was almost surprised not to see you light your guitar on fire and do the Jimi Hendrix thing there.
Yeah.
I mean, the electric thing gets pretty wild for you.
That's my thing. Yeah, I mean, that was my first inspiration to start learning how to play guitar was when I heard Jimi Hendrix on a road trip. We were doing the carnival circuit, my father and I, when I was a kid.
You played with your dad?
I didn't play with him. He was my manager when I was really young, you know, the legal guardian status, uh-huh. Getting in the clubs and all that. But my family were you know, carnival circuit crew. So
I did not know that.
Yeah, I grew up traveling on the road like that and
wow.
Was exposed to a lot of the blues culture in that, you know, context.
Yeah.
Traveling from town to town and wandering into barbecues and juke joints and stuff like that, you know. But yeah, I first heard Jimi Hendrix and that inspired me to start learning how to play. And I learned from that he learned that, you know, from these yeah. old school guys yeah, way yeah. back. And so that's where I really started getting
exposed. How old are you? You mind me asking?
I'm 32 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've been playing most all your life.
Yeah, since I was about 10 years old.
Very cool. It's great to see you guys sitting next to each other. Grant, yeah, it's been 4 years since you put out Anthro Musicology?
I think it was 3 years on December 14th this past year. It's time again for another one. Yeah.
And you're going to get back to your blues roots, you're saying, with this next one. Anthromusicology ventured into some other areas.
Totally, yeah. I've always been writing blues songs and stuff, and all of those songs that were on Anthromusicology were songs I wrote by myself as blues songs, really. But, you know, I was hanging out with the guys from Brefo. I was playing in Brefo back then, and all those guys have this really kind of insane, awesome energy, like a psychedelic kind of rock and roll vibe to him. And, you know, so that whole record was really heavily influenced by Daniel James Eaton and Alex Koshak and Sam Erickson and Chris Davis and all the people that were involved with the Full Moon band,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm just kind of doing solo stuff, and I also play with Jesse's band sometimes.
Are you guys writing songs together at all? Or
we've been doing some grooves together and like writing, like just when we jam together and stuff, we'll come up with some stuff and then mm-hmm. kind of be like, oh, like that was cool, we should try recording that or something.
Yeah, we were up in my studio the other night after mm-hmm. we were Alchemy, just getting down improvising mm-hmm. on this song, and then we decided to go back to my spot afterward and record it.
Cool.
I was just listening back to it yesterday. It sounds mm-hmm. really good.
Nice.
All right, I flipped a coin. It looks like you're going out with the last tune, Jesse. Can you do that?
Can Grant sit in with
Absolutely.
Me?
Absolutely, love to have okay. that.
You want to play with me? On
yeah,
come on, friend, play. All right, we're gonna do this one, I guess.
Hearing some like high desert blues, African high desert blues and that stuff.
Tantric blues.
Roll into that. What's going on? And that Ali Farka Touré.
Yeah, Ali Farka Touré in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Sounds
you guys.
A lot just like the Hill Country blues to me.
It does. Yeah. Get some, throw in some John Lee Hooker, some old acoustic John. Good stuff, you guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for coming in. We look forward to these new projects you're working on. This sounded beautiful, this last piece. I hope that's included somewhere, someplace.
Yeah, I think we
we'll
need
probably
to
do a single or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Nice.
Just put it out.
Very
for
nice.
Y'all.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna go off of something off of this old standard.
Cool.
Yeah. This is Devil Music and 91.5 Grant Sabin, Jesse Cuttenstone. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
No, thank you.
Thanks again for having us. Love your show.
That was Jeff Bury speaking with local blues artists Grant Sabin and Jesse Cuttenstone. You can hear that interview and performance again at krcc.org. You're listening to Aircheck from KRCC. We'll be right back.